Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And once again, we are joined by Eoin Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, for this bank holiday weekend, rounding up what's new to watch. I have to say, Eoin, I think you've surpassed yourself this weekend, because talk about, well, particularly the last one is very out there. If you're into your horror and something a bit different, then this is going to be right up your street.
I like to choose them like that, you know, keep you on your toes, Karen.
All right, we'll get to that movie in time, but let's begin with this. And we've talked before about there seems to be this sort of onslaught of docuseries and crime dramas and dramatizations and all the rest of it. And this actually might be quite the watch. This is new to Apple TV and it's inspired by the actual events, with a love story the center of it all. And it's the story of WeWork, who had a spectacular rise, one of the most valuable startup companies in the United States, and then an inevitable fall. And basically a company which revolutionized the way people work. And this stars Anne Hathaway.
What do you think when I say workspace?
Cubicles, ugly furniture, bad fluorescent lighting, death.
Exactly. The future of work looks different.
We're selling an experience.
We need a name.
We live.
We dream.
We work.
Yeah, so Jared Leto and Anne Hathaway, both Academy Award winners, you know, there's nothing wrong they can do here. And as you said there, yeah, it's one of those series that's following on from all of this huge, like, I don't know what it is. It's just everyone who made a mistake in their life, they're being brought to the screen these days. There's been so many, like we had, what was it, the Tinder Swindler, of course, and there was also The Dropout on Disney Plus with Amanda Seyfried a few weeks ago. So yeah, this is We Crashed, and it's got a tumultuous love story at the heart of it, which is kind of, I guess, a little bit different to everything else that we've seen thus far. And it's based on the podcast of the same name. So Jared Leto, he stars as the co-founder of WeWork, Adam Neumann. Anne Hathaway steps in as Rebecca, his wife, who's kind of the linchpin to the rise and fall of the co-working workspace that was created. It was valued, I think, at $47 billion back in the day. And of course, it just documents their rise. He was described as a cult leader by ex-employees, Jared Leto's character in this. So it's kind of, it gives you an inkling as to what, you know, business model they created. And some of the people, they weren't even being paid like minimum wage, doing long hours. I think there's 8 episodes. There's 3 available so far on Apple TV Plus. And with the 2 leading actors in there, it's a really compelling watch for sure.
Okay, but it is a dramatization, so you're not sure how much. I know, as you were saying there, it is based on actual events, but there's probably a little bit of conjecture there as well. A bit like Inventing Anna. I think you had to suspend a bit of disbelief there.
Yeah, for sure. It's made for a TV series, so they're definitely going to be over dramatizing everything.
Yeah.
Don't take everything to heart.
So that's We Crashed on Apple TV. This one, on the other hand, is a docu-series, and this, I'm sure, will do rather well too. It's new to Netflix. It's called Bad Vegan, and basically it's a 4-part series about, and I'd never even heard of this woman, but she was a restaurateur hailed as the queen of vegan cuisine. And she went on the run with a man who basically conned her out of a fortune. I mean, it's kind of a case of truth being a lot stranger than fiction.
Some of the money coming from the restaurant business, it went straight to Anthony's pocket. He tells her, if you don't keep going along,
you'll lose everything you ever cared about.
Whereas if a popular Manhattan vegan restaurant are under arrest, accused of ripping off their workers.
I said that I felt like she was stealing from us.
Makes her look like the vegan Bernie Madoff.
What happened to you?
Yeah, this is one of those, oh my God, this actually happened storylines. And once you see it unfolding, your jaw will be on the floor. So it's a new Netflix 4-part docuseries, Bad Vegan. It comes from the same director, Chris Smith, who did Fire, the greatest party that never happened. I don't know if you remember that from a few years ago. He's also executive producer on Tiger King. It follows a famed vegan queen. Her name was Sarma, and she was a driving force behind one of New York's most loved restaurants. She had a run-in with a man called Anthony Stangris, who was also known as the pseudonym Shane Fox. And she got married to him, and I think they met on Twitter. He eventually convinced her, now this is going to be a bit strange, that he could make her and her pit bull immortal. So the health fanatic Sarma, she spiraled into a journey that no one could have foreseen, and was basically funneling money to him the whole way through, and ended up with her businesses going bust, and none of her working force were actually getting paid in the end. So they did a walkout. Crazy, crazy story. There's lots more details in the series that you have to watch, but even just from watching the trailer, that's kind of the linchpin of the whole thing.
Right. And it sounds a bit mad. I mean, you'd sort of question, wouldn't you? And I think this is why it's probably going to be such a compelling watch for people, and why it'll do well, is that I think we're all fascinated by when you have seemingly intelligent people, people who are successful, people who are switched on, who are not stupid, and then they fall foul to some bizarre scheme. And, you know, mm-hmm. the promise that you'd be made immortal, to think that actually that could happen, and you give someone all your money. I mean, I think it'll be quite the watch.
I think it's one of those where if you go down the rabbit hole, you kind of don't realize it until it's too late. And also, I don't know, maybe love makes you do weird things as well.
I've heard that, Owen. I've heard that. All right. So that's A Bad Vegan on Netflix, a new docuseries. And staying with the subject of food, albeit this one probably not as palatable, at least where the cuisine is concerned. If you're into your horror, you might enjoy this. This season, Daisy Edgar Jones in a rather different type of role, and it's new to Disney as well, which I think is very incongruous. This is all about a woman who thinks she's met the man of her dreams. He whisks her away for a weekend, and then she realizes that she's walked into a nightmare. This is Fresh.
What's his Instagram? I want to stalk a little bit.
He doesn't have one.
Say what?
Yeah.
Oh no, see, that's shady.
Let's play a game. Tell me something you don't want me to know.
I hate this.
Okay.
Put all our hopes of finding happiness through someone else.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm gonna tell you, but you're gonna freak out.
No, this isn't happening.
Yeah, it's happening. No games. Not what you wanted?
Yes, so Fresh was a huge talking point, I think, at the very beginning of the year at the Sundance Film Festival in January. It's from a first-time feature film director, Mimi Cave. So Daisy Edgar Jones from Normal People, of course, she plays Noah. She's fed up of dating. She's had enough of the dating apps. And then she encounters Steve, played by Sebastian Stan, at a grocery store. They hit it off and she decides, you know, what the hell, I'm going to give him my number. And now I won't go into what actually happens in the movie. You kind of touched on it there, but I'm not going to delve too far into it. But this is, I guess, a date that turns into something else. It's very darkly comedic as well, at the same time as being utterly horrifying. There's been a lot of buzz about this. There's been very, very positive reviews about this from audience and critics. So if you like your dark comedy and also a bit of horror with some weird, very, very weirdness thrown into it, Fresh is one for this weekend, I think.
All right. We'll put it on the list. A lot to catch up. All right. So just to recap there, new to Apple TV, We Crashed, new docuseries on Netflix, Bad Vegan, and that one new to Disney, film with Daisy Edgar Jones called Fresh. Oh, and Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie. Owen, thanks as always for that. Enjoy the rest of your bank holiday weekend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again next Saturday.
Thanks, Carol. Enjoy your weekend too.